Welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast, a podcast for new or experienced lawn care professionals looking for lawn care, business, or life tips. This podcast is brought to you by Blades LLC owner Alex Counterman so that we can learn together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast. Today is a rainy Thursday morning, and there's not much going on right now in our business. I apologize for the lack of podcast coming out this week and a little bit last week. It's definitely just been a busy 2 weeks, and we're gonna, you know, catch up here on the podcast, talk a little bit about what's going on and why it's been so busy, and some of the stuff that's going well and not going well for us here in spring, because that's how the spring rush works. And, you know, I'm taking on all the challenges I can because that's what it's all about. That's how you grow in your business. And I don't necessarily mean grow your business, but that's how you learn and that's how you get better at business. So a few things going on right now are going to have to do with our old mowers, our new mowers, some marketing, and customer acquisition. So I know I've talked about customer acquisition in the last few podcasts in some regard, whether it was getting customers or marketing. It's not, you know, it's really all there is to talk about right now other than equipment, because we're in the rush of trying to attain customers so that you actually have work to do this summer. It's not easy to get customers once it's 95 degrees out and the grass is, I mean, you're already past your first growing season, because there's really two growing seasons in Northeast Pennsylvania here, where we have spring, where it just grows out of control from the rain and it's starting to warm up, and then fall when it's starting to cool down. In the summer, it slows down a little bit because it's just really hot, but I'm kind of, you know, I think we got our point across in terms of customer acquisition for right now. If you haven't listened to that or you have any questions about customer acquisition, head on back to the last few podcasts where we talk about getting customers and what kind of marketing strategies we used in Blades, and you'll get an idea of what we suggest and what we think is the best for us in terms of marketing. Now, I will go back and say, I recorded an episode about marketing and Facebook ads. I am going to post that before this, so you'll have already heard that potentially. I've been holding on to that one for about a week because I was really waiting to see what the ads did. I posted an ad. It was $20. It was on there for 2 weeks. It was 10 days, sorry. And it was $2 a day. Nothing crazy. I think it only had like, it might have been 1,000 views. It's hard to really, you know, translate that into any form of usable data, because it's not something that had like clicks where I got calls and it could tell me that I got calls, or I got like one or two likes on my Facebook page out of it. And that doesn't necessarily mean I'm getting any business. So it's really, you know, a shot in the dark on how you want to handle that and what you want to say and interpret from those results. But there is the visibility that goes out on Facebook.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but we just wanted to take a quick break to thank you for taking the time to listen into today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe with notifications to receive an alert every time an episode is released. If you truly don't want to miss it, follow us at Blades LLC or The Lawn Care Together on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show.
So, back to our issue that we're having with our old mowers, because that's going to really slingshot us into the information about the new mowers. And what happened was we had put the Simplicity in to get looked at, and it took 2 to 3 weeks for them to even get a chance to look at it. And I got a call yesterday about the Simplicity, and they told me that it's going to cost $1,200 to repair. Now, this is, it's a residential mower, high-end residential, so it worked for what we did last year, you know, smaller scale lawns, doing a couple, I think we had maybe 20, but we were split between two. And it wasn't even 20 a week all the time. So it worked out really well. It's a 48-inch zero turn, and we're going to need it. So I decided to pull the trigger and fix it, but I had to stop and think about it, because he's like, well, I know you have a potentially set of new mowers coming in, and do you really want to spend $1,200 on this older piece of equipment, or do you just want to spend money on a new piece of equipment? And obviously, a little bit of their sales pitch there, but he's not even, it's our friend of ours. So he's not trying to sell us on equipment. He just wants to have us do what's right for our business. And that kind of translates into whether or not we buy a smaller version of, I mean, well, we talked about a push mower that was like a 36 or a 30 or anything like that. We also mentioned maybe just dropping back and doing a smaller residential zero turn just so that we have something that'll fit in gates. I don't know if we do 36 or just stick with 48. We don't take on many clients with gates in the backyard. And if they do, as long as the yard's small, we can push mow it. So it's kind of iffy. So we really didn't know what we were going to do. I talked it over with my dad. I called back our buddy at Kramer's and he's like, listen, I get it. You want to fix it? That's fine. I said, we're going to do it. We need the 48 inch. And we'll get more into why I'm going to need the 48 inch in a little bit. But it was just really important that we had all our mowers running. If we're going to run two crews, we need four mowers. And some of you guys are like, well, you really only need two mowers for two crews. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. We run our business a little bit different. We like to have, you know, two guys mow and then both guys weed whacking. It might be a little inefficient, but I'll tell you what, it covers the ground really good. Everybody looks it over. And if you section it off correctly, you could almost do like a two-thirds, one-third, and then that guy who did the one-third is finishing up weed whacking at the same time the other guy is finishing up mowing the entire rest of the lawn. So in my opinion, I think it's faster. Now, I know, again, it goes against all things that some people say, and maybe if I time it and it turns out different, we'll swap that and we'll add some more systems into our business. But right now, that's how we run it. So the issue that we had or are having now is that we didn't get the Ferris mowers in. We were trying to get the Ferris mowers in. We really loved the idea of having two of the same mower, two of these mowers from a brand that or our dealer that we typically go to. And it would have just worked out for us very well to go to them. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And we actually went up to, if you've listened to the podcast about the snow plowing equipment, we went up to Marshall's Machinery. That's another local dealer by us that has Skag, Exmark, and Wright. And they also have Kubota and a couple other things. But in terms of, you know, standard commercial mowers, that's what we were running with. So we looked at them and we went with a Skag Cheetah 2 and a Wright ZK. Now, the Wright ZK is the 72-inch stand-on. And they had just sold the 62 or 61-inch stand-on, so I was kind of upset because we really didn't need something that was 72 inches, or at least I didn't think we would. At the end of the day, I mean, I did drive it around a little bit, and I'll give you my first impression on these mowers, but we drove it around a little bit, and it didn't feel too big. It was nice. I'm hoping the cut quality is good. We really don't have grass to cut right now, so I couldn't test them out, but ultimately, I liked the machines, and they had a lot of power. They're going to do what we need to do, and they're going to help us expand our business. But yeah, so we went to Marshall's Machinery, and you know, we got these straightened out. We got the Skag Cheetah 2, the Wright ZK. We looked at some Exmark. We got to talk to our dealer a little bit more about equipment and figure out what's going to work well for us here in 2022. And luckily, now we have a 62-inch, a 72-inch, and that's why I'm going to need the 42 and 52 as a backup for each mower. I kind of want to run one big one and one little one. We might not always do that. It might make sense for us to take two big mowers with us somewhere. But all dependent on the schedule and the day right now, it's going to be nice to have that 48-inch backup to make sure that you can do some of these lawns that might have a back gate or, you know, tight areas to fit. And sometimes it might just make more sense to weed whack it, but we'll see what happens. So that's where we're going in 2022. We got two new mowers. I'm going to showcase those on the channel. And you know, you're going to see them on Instagram. You know, go follow Blades LLC. We now have a TikTok. We just added TikTok. We have our first video. The quality isn't great because my brother recorded it with Snapchat, but that's okay because anything's better than nothing, right? It's what we talk about is just do it. We just needed to do it. We just needed to get started. I've been thinking about doing TikTok for over a year now, and I just really didn't know what to do. And now it's time because if you don't do it, you're going to miss the wave completely. You know, something else is going to come out in a few weeks, months, years, who knows, and that's going to take over, and we need to be ready to just go, you know, head first right into that. So that's our goal here, grow our TikTok, grow our Instagram, share everything we can with you guys. I just want everyone to be successful here in 2022 and moving forward in business. I keep listening to all these podcasts and everyone's talking about how the green industry is really starting to elevate itself. And we're starting to emulate that we aren't just, you know, tradesmen who are stuck in our ways from 20, 30, 40 years ago. Like, our prices should be going up and we are kind of demanding a little bit more respect from our clients. And like, you pay all your other bills and all your other prices are going up, and why shouldn't ours? And people are starting to realize that, and they're starting to value the work that we do. And we're starting to see that all the other companies and industries and podcasters are all saying the same thing, that they're starting to see this return where the customers are appreciating the stuff that they do. And I mean, why wouldn't you? This guy's, or we, I like the green industry community, are making your lawn look great every week or every other week. And that's not something that you can just, in my opinion, throw to the side or neglect. If it was me and this is my only option was to hire somebody, then I would praise these people to make my lawn look good because it's important to me. Now, whether or not that's important to everybody else, maybe that's why, but to some people, mowing grass is a nuisance and they pay us just so they don't have to deal with it, right? But who knows? So I just wanted to give a little bit of, you know, catch up on the new mowers, the old mowers, tell you where we're at, because I know I think I left you last with the Ferris mowers were supposed to be coming in. We hadn't heard anything and we had to cancel them. It was really unfortunate, but we had to cancel those. And the Simplicity, we didn't have any news on. We finally got news on and it wasn't great, but the thing's never been serviced before. I think $1,200 for a machine that's never been serviced really isn't that bad. I think I'll be okay. I can pay that. It's not going to kill us, but hopefully, you know, we get that running and it's running like new for the rest of the season. It needed a new clutch. It needed a new tire. It needed a bearing on the front tire because it really never had one, or bushing. It needed a new spring for the drive bell. It needed a new drive bell. It was covered in oil, probably because I think they figured out the filter was leaking, so that it needed a new oil filter. It needed oil. Not a lot necessarily. It was about $800 in parts and $400 in labor. It might go up a little bit. That's what he said. I'm not expecting it to go up anything crazy, but they might find other things, and I just told him fix it. So it is what it is. We need all our mowers on deck. We want working equipment. That's why you maintain your stuff. You know, we got these guys looking at it because this is the first time it's ever been looked at. And it's, I don't even know, 5, 10, 20, it's not 20 years old. It's probably 10 years old. And this is probably its first real maintenance besides like the minor things that I did this season to take care of it and keep it moving. So we'll see where things go. And I'm going to try to get more of these podcasts out. I really apologize. It's been a little bit of a spring rush. You know, my job's overlapping. We're really starting to try to get ready for the baby right now. And there's just a lot of things going on in the background of Blades. And, you know, I say this all the time, but Blades comes first before the podcast. But it is really important for me to, you know, spread how our business is growing and the things that are happening in our business, and maybe give some tips to the little guy, or give some tips to the guys who are still listening. And just, you might not have implemented something in your business 10 years ago that makes sense now. Maybe that's why you listen to these things. You just want some information and some inside scoop on what the new guys are doing and how things work, because things are always changing, right? So that might be the case. So we're still growing. We're still learning things. We're still doing, you know, the most that we can at the size that we are. We still have part-time jobs, so we can't really balloon into anything crazy like a $1 million company in our first, you know, year or two. But we're shooting for 5x what we did last year for the most part. So it's going to be tough right now. We're sitting at, I think, somewhere in about 30 wands, and we really need to be at about 50 for this to be worth it for me. Not that it's not worth it. We're going to be growing the company this year. I'm just saying I won't actually see any money come in myself unless we have 50. It's biweekly lawns. 50 biweekly lawns. If we don't hit that number, I'm not going to see a significant return this year, but I will next year. You know, equipment starts to get paid off. And as an owner, I'm more focused on my business than I am focused on getting money. Okay. It's a side thing. It's why I have another job right now. I can handle that. But until then, you know, we're just growing, grinding, getting as many customers as we can and sharing with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. Please leave a like on any of our pictures on the Instagram channel. Maybe give this show a 5-star review. It helps us out. It helps kind of boost it a little bit. It looks like more people are starting to listen now that we're in the spring rush, but I really want to share this information where we're at in our business. So I appreciate all that. Thank you so much. Hopefully once all this spring rain dies down a little bit and the grass greens up just that little bit more, I think we're in the 60s and 70s next week here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm excited to get mowing and start laying down some mulch. So everybody, have a great day. We'll catch you on the next one.